occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone, and today we have Jeff Kutis. He is the founder of MB Sentinel, and he is here to tell us all about his product. I love that it's an aging-in-place product and that his wife helped him design this product. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us about it and introduce yourself?
Fantastic, Jen. Thanks for having us here. Yeah, my name is Jeff Kutis. I am the co-inventor and founder of MB Sentinel Enterprises. We are based in Stephenville, Texas, and we've developed the next generation of package delivery safes.
All right. Well, tell me, so how this is this your first product that you created?
This is the original idea. Okay. So I was out to solve my problem, Janet. And like, packages were coming to our home. I closed another business. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life. I'm starting a new company in the vitamin, channel. Our family was in natural health products retail for like, gosh, I was there for right at 17 years with a brick and mortar. And I realized how many people were gravitating towards online shopping. And ultimately, you know, here we are today developing a consumer products company that has great attributes for just great ergonomics for people on how they receive packages and how they have to return packages. It's just a nice appliance that most people aren't even familiar with as an option. It's like package delivery has come into our life. We expect things to come to our homes, but we're just kind of living with the problems, right? We don't really think about how do we rethink our front porch? You know, who's done that? Well, that's MB Sentinel. We understand that everybody has the same problem, but not everybody requires the same solution. This is my original idea. This was a mailbox when I thought and had the epiphany idea. Hey, somebody needs to reinvent the mailbox. Well, there it was. That's because it didn't receive packages. The old mailboxes just handle mail, right? For a long time, we made them architecturally, you know, beautiful. It depends on where you're at in the country. I mean, but these products here, this is an actual full service mailbox. And then we have this front door is for the packages. So when the carrier comes to your home, they actually put the packages in. I'll show you this finger bottom design here. That's where this is our product genius right here. When people go, that's genius. Like, you know, the guys did on Fox and Friends, you put that product in. And now when you turn this around, you'll notice that it comes out the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then this is your letter tray for the rear. So everything we do is, it offers just great ergonomics and ease of use. You can imagine just not having to, from the carrier to the client, I mean, to not have to reach down to the bottom of a cabinet to get a box off the floor. We all know what that's like, especially you being an OT, Janet. You understand the value of that, right? So do you have a video that shows the box gobbler, the really cool one with the
yes,
with,
let me
with Galaxy in there?
Put that up because I love,
oh, yeah.
I love that video with the dog. And let me go back here and replay it. Now,
you can leave your package all alone or let the box gobbler give it a home. The box gobbler. Safe, sound, secure.
I love that. And so how is that product different from the product that is behind you?
Absolutely. So that is specifically for package delivery. Not that we can't add letter mail attributes to that. That's more for like historical home districts and things of that nature. But that specific product is great for suburbia. It, when you have the front porch is your destination for packages to be delivered to your home, the box gobbler is a great solution for rethinking the front porch. With this product, imagine never having to go outside to pick up a package during inclement weather and risk having a slip and fall, right? That's a huge concern for aging in place, right? So imagine not having to drive to the post office to return a package. you know, everybody would love that, right? And what I know most people love is not having to return those packages for someone else, right? This like we consume a lot of our daily time just, you know, trying to get some of these things done in our life, but to be able to stay home and enjoy a home that's very adaptive for people that want to age in place, we've really gone a long ways to think about, you know, how do we help them with their activities of daily living. And that's where my wife, being a licensed occupational therapist, has been so influential in our product designs and just the usability of our products. So when people see us right now, they see our products, but honestly, until you have one, you really don't understand the experience. When you look at a wall insert, like you showed earlier in the video there with Galaxy, I encourage everyone to go to boxgobbler.com. You'll see the full functionality of that unit. It's boxgobbler.com, and you'll see Ethan Make is their home builder out of Fort Worth. You know, he's actually showcasing our product, and you'll see the packages go right through the wall, Janet, into the garage. And you'll notice that when you watch that video, and I'll share this with you, this is a piece of adaptive equipment, which is a conveyor. So you can use it to help, you know, move capacity of packages into your home, or you can actually elevate it and use it as a table. So that way your packages are more knee high, and it's more ergonomic to get something that's right here than all the way on the floor, right? So just like, you know, you and I've had, yeah, you and I've had talks about you putting, telling, you know, you encourage people to put a bench on the front porch. So there's a place for people to leave things. And that's a great idea because it actually helps someone who's aging in place to have it at a different level, right? Than being on the floor. But yeah, three things. I mean, so you talk about, you know, actually having a package that comes into the home, and it makes it really, you know, lends itself to one of the top home security pieces that you could actually add to a home. If you think about it, now you don't have to open the door for someone that's there, and there's really no point of complacency any longer once you have a designated space for package delivery. Whether you use our products or someone else's, you know, the more that people have these types of package delivery systems on their home, the more it's going to help them, especially for those aging in place people, if it doesn't do but one thing and lend itself to having to make those extra trips to do returns or to not have to go outside. So, you know, our solutions manage like 90% of all package delivery. So, you know, if you're aging in place and you don't have a lot of packages come to your house because maybe you have something else going on, then you might need something smaller. And there's other equipment out there that you'll find that does a really good job of that. But if you're looking to manage the lion's share of package delivery in your home, and you know, you just, the NAR products, I think they're remarkable for that. They're just great solutions, and people love them. So if you have any questions go ahead.
I do. I have a question. So I see the compartment up on the top, and I know that you said that's for letters, but it can also be for medication of delivery of medications, which I think that's so great, because we don't want our medications to be exposed to heat and light. And then you also don't want them to get stolen. So that small compartment is a great place.
Yeah, we're speaking to the mailbox here in this one, Janet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it'll fit into this area here, that's perfect for that. If a carrier has a product and they want to bring it to the home and it's this product, there's always a way. All you have to do is add the keypad code to your actual address on your shipping address. So then it's on every label when it comes. So whether it's a cabinet like this, you know, or one of our wall hatches, yeah, it lends itself, you know, great application for, especially for those pharma, you know, shipments.
Yeah. Now I also want to show the other video that you have, because you guys have really gotten a lot of press and it's a well-known product.
We're having a great time. Yeah, Skip Adele on Fox and Friends. We picked up some national exposure a couple of weeks ago, and you know, it's just an incredible time.
So now you're going to get a security guard saying, yeah. Hey, Steve. This right here is genius. I have to tell you. Listen, take a look at this pile of boxes over here, guys. Right. This is everyone's front porch right now, right?
Sure.
I know my house looks like this every day. And the thing is, remember the Allstate commercials with Mayhem? Mayhem would drive around the neighborhood. Yeah. You want to keep Mayhem off your porch. You want to keep the thieves away from your door. This is genius. This is called a Box Gobbler. What a great name, right? Made by NB Sentinel, 100% made in the USA. But here's what's great. You give the postal worker or the FedEx guy, Amazon, whoever, the code, right? And when you set up the delivery,
right,
they put in their code. They can now open this door. Pass me that box, Steve. Watch this.
No, so, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, put it on there.
Delivery, watch. Steve.
So, boom. Bang. You cut this into the side of your house or your garage. This is a flush mount version. The best part is now you have a safe for your packages.
Yeah.
They're off the porch. Think about the thieves trolling around the neighborhood. It's like sharks, right? When they see that package and that pile of packages, it's luring them to the porch. So number one, now you don't have to be home now if you're going to receive or deliver.
So that's in the wall. It looks like this is a standalone.
So the best part is if you go to boxdobber.com, you're going to find they have freestanding models. They have tons of different designs, sizes. So this is a freestander. This can be mounted on your porch. It can be mounted out at the end of your driveway, at the end of a road, if you're on a rural property. So everybody gets Chewy, right? If you got pets, you get giant Chewy packages. This is going to receive both giant packages and mail as well.
Look at that!
And then you can
so everyone gets those big packages.
People love that Chewy box. They really can relate to how big that is.
I had a neighbor that was out of town, and she said to me, Janet, can you go to my front door and bring in the boxes that I have?
Right.
And you know, this was someone who received boxes daily. And so she actually wanted to bring the box to my house because she didn't give me a key to her house. And I had to carry that Chewy box from across the street to my house. And it weighed, I don't know how many pounds. So I was like, well, I'm never doing that again.
Cat litter or something, right? It's unbelievable how much we have to, you know, work around the inconvenience of the being a last, last mile delivery solutions company where that one component, we don't even know what's missing. We don't know that it's a problem because we haven't really identified it yet, right? So our products, everybody has the same problem. Not everybody requires the same solution. You know, MB Sentinel, we're happy to help you understand which solution is right for you.
Yeah. So I want to learn more about how technology is integrated into your product.
Sure. So when we started this company, we started as an IoT-based company, and I can tell you that, you know, that was we've since then gone to the simple keypad that will actually unlock this box from the front as well as any of the equipment that we have, like a box gobbler. So this unit, it's already in pre-wired with an egress switch. So if you ever wanted to be able to open this remotely, that's possible. If you wanted to integrate a delivery notification with our product, because you have, you know, whether it's Ring, Nest, you know, Control 4, there's so many different variants of different home technology. But what we understand is, especially for aging in place, think about this, and this is me too. Like, remember the remote when it used to have, like, you know, just you or me over there, you know, turn it on or off. Maybe that's probably, I'm a little bit older than you are, Jen. So you maybe had a remote from day one, but I know I was the remote, right? In the beginning, my brother was, or my sister was.
Oh no, trust me. I was old enough to be the remote. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I think I'm that person, but I know I am, but I'll tell you straight up that the TV remote, it's got so many, remember when we got so many buttons on there, we didn't even know how to run it, right? So this is what's great about our product. It's very simplistic. It works for everyone, from carriers to customers to, you know, to caregivers. It's a simple way to go. And what's nice about it not being connected as a device, everyone's all about this connectivity, they want all this cool stuff that's tied to the internet. Well, the best thing to do, Janet, with our products is to put a video doorbell. Think about how simple that is. If you added a video doorbell or you had some type of, camera with audio capability that's, you know, positioned to where you
Which
could actually see the box
gobbler.
Yeah, they do. They already, a lot of these people that would probably love to have this product already have the camera, right? And they just watch people take things off their porch. But when you look at the box gobbler that you showed earlier, that product is fantastic because for aging in place people, you know, imagine your mom, your dad not having to go outside to pick up a package during inclement weather. Imagine, you know, your mom or dad not having to go to the post office to return something. Imagine you not having to return it for them, right? So it's universal. It's like, and then, you know, these products, it's not like, you know, other adaptive equipment, not that it's not needed, but it's like, it's not like a handicap ramp that offers accessibility or something like that is not universal, like a product like this. It's people, when they see these products, you know, that are set up for how people live in that specific, you know, home, you know, that's it's just a no-brainer that they just love the idea of this solution. And then once they have it, the product experience for them is just, it just goes without saying. But we've got
I would liken this to any other universal design feature, like, you know, having motion sensor lighting or the video doorbell camera. And then also one thing that has become very popular now is having the setup for an electrical vehicle I know my husband and I just did that to our home. And that's a feature that can be listed as a universal design feature. It's something that's going to increase the value of your home. And less than 10% of our homes in the U.S. have any universal design features. And right. Did you know that that will increase your home value by at least 5%?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, and you can enjoy that so much for the life, you know, that you use it there at your home. There's initially when I started the company, I thought we were going to have a challenge with installation. But there's so many qualified people that are out there that can actually help you do a DIY or renovation to add a box gobbler to your house. I mean, we see people in California, that's one of our hottest markets out there. We've added box gobblers to quite a few homes. So we actually have an actual community there that's being developed that's putting one in every house. So you can imagine the deterrence value of you're going to keep the wrongdoers out of your neighborhood, you know, through deterrence. Imagine how cool that would be, right? But it's just endless. And I see such a great opportunity though for our products to be recognized, you know, as adaptive equipment for people that are aging, you know, for not having to go outside and risk a slip and fall, for having to pick things up completely off the floor. Cause we've got these conveyor systems that you can put behind our product, especially for the wall insert, where it'll actually help elevate those packages. So, you know, to your point earlier where you mentioned, hey, if you have a bench on the front porch, well, that's a great place to put the packages. Well, the box gobbler even further rethinks that. It gives you the ergonomics of what the bench would, as well as gives you the security of having the product inside your house. So if people go to boxgobbler.com, they'll understand more what I'm talking about with the full video that shows the packages being conveyed into the home. And we certainly look forward to helping them if they need help with an evaluation to understand which equipment that we have. Because everybody has the same problem, Janet, but not everybody requires the same solution. And just because you have a curbside mailbox, like, for example, in a suburban area, it doesn't mean that you need this mailbox. It might mean that if you're aging in place, that you want the wall hatch. If they're delivering the products to your front porch anyway, which is where they used to deliver all the mail, right? I mean, curbside mailboxes came about after they stopped taking mail, letter mail to the home. But right now, you can put a wall hatch on your house. It's great to have one. And I'm sure they're going to offer great, you know, just usability as well as functionality for people that are in the home. They don't have to go outside. You don't want to have to go to your mailbox to get a package out if you're aging in place. Likely you'd rather have that go in internal of your garage or to an Amazon closet or something of that nature. So lots of ideas on how we can help architects and designers and custom home builders on which solutions and which options would be most applicable for those homes. So it's just, you know, it's just one more thing to think about. But just because you have a curbside mailbox doesn't mean that you need to replace it with this. It might mean that you need to consider a wall hatch, especially for an Asian in place, you know, client that just wants to improve their overall daily living activity as well as improve their overall safety at home.
So, Jeff, tell me if I want to put this into my home, how do I find a person that's qualified to make this retrofit?
I'll tell you right now, I'd love for you to call me first and we'll see. We've got a lot of placements out there already and we might know some good people that already have that experience. If not, there's so many handyman DIY people. You can go to Angie's List or just any of those that offer great reviews for those folks. But I have not had one location that we've had a challenge finding someone to do these installations. More and more of these builders are moving towards home improvement as well as home renovation, especially how things have changed in the building market. They're having to, you know, do things and be a little bit more creative. I'd certainly encourage them to look at aging in place opportunities for to help supplement what they're doing if it's not something they already do full time.
Yeah. Well, I just love this solution to mail delivery. So tell me, I know that you have a partnership with the St. Jude Research Hospital. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's such a privilege for us. Tony Marnella in Vancouver, Washington called us up on a Sunday afternoon. My son was like, this guy wants us to donate a box gobbler to St. Jude Dream Home. And I'm like, what is St. Jude Dream Home? And I thought, the closer I looked at that, the more I was like, my gosh, I've been wanting to work with St. Jude Children's Hospital for, gosh, over two decades now when I was in the health food business. And here comes this opportunity with Tony. And we put the box gobbler in the first St. Jude Dream Home. And gosh, when a lot of the folks were able to tour the home when they have the floor signings and all these other opportunities to showcase the home, they recognized how much people love the idea of this product. So from there, we were able to further develop a relationship with St. Jude, where we're actually classified as a regional partner, where we're allowed to proliferate our products through all of the dream home builders, sponsor their dream homes, and help them offer an amenity for those clients that are going to purchase this new house. And then, you know, step further, more than just sponsoring a product into a dream home to help educate people about our product. But once they do those placements, we'll take a percentage of those sales and put them back into the dream home fund for that community that offers that campaign. So we're working hard to, you know, take the stress off of the actual, you know, building supply companies. And it's our goal to raise $10,000, you know, annually for each builder that we start working with. And you think about there's 50 builders, it's going to be fun to see what happens next. But that's our goal, is to really work hard, you know, through 26. And I think everything's just going so great. I just love that partnership. And it offers us great access to creating visibility for what we do. And it certainly offers us, you know, great opportunity to raise funds for a cause that's so near and dear to our heart.
So you've mentioned that this product has really taken off in the architectural design world.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
You know, we didn't intentionally build a business in luxury. We just set out to build something really awesome, right? And it's something that was also, you know, affordable for folks. So we got out there and, you know, kind of found that luxury was just loving, you know, what we were doing with our products. So we worked hard, catered to that market channel. And I said, we've even got cabinets that are like twice as wide as this. You know, when I left Atlanta, I was pitching down there in 2018. I got laughed out of Atlanta. They're like, nobody's ever going to pay that much for a mailbox, Jeff. But I'll tell you, the world has changed a lot since 2018 in package delivery, right? So it's, you know, you think about it now, it's become a challenge where if you have something delivered to your house and if it was stolen, now you have to be there to receive it. So there's a lot that goes, you know, it's evolved with all of this. But I know, you know, everybody has the same problem, Janet, but not everybody requires the same solution. And these architects and designers, if they want to connect with us for us to help them understand, you know, from our expertise, it's really just share and understand that we've developed with other architects and designers, right? So look forward to connecting with folks and figuring out which application, you know, would be of our, which model would be perfect for the solution that they require for that, you know, for that,
so
for that build.
So how much does the box gobbler, that smaller unit, which I think, you know, would
the price point, is that you're asking me how much is the price point for the box gobbler, or what does it cost to install it? Is that what you're asking me?
No, just the cost for the box gobbler.
Okay, so the retail price point on the box gobbler is $18.95. You know, certainly reduced. You know, just call us for builder pricing. It's you know, minimum 10% off of that. So yeah, if you're a community developer, and we've got tier pricing, you know, based on volume and things of that nature. But honestly, it's $18.95 is our retail price. And ship, you know, typically, you know, if you're a builder or a developer, you know, then it's our lowest price point based on volume is like $15.95. So it's. I tell everyone the most expensive solutions are the ones that don't work. So when you look at, you know, other products that are out there, it really just depends on what the client's requirements are. What do they need? I mean, sometimes people don't order a lot, but that's usually not the case. I can't imagine that's going to be the case for anyone moving forward with, you know, a home. It's I don't believe that the box gobbler would be a poor choice in a new amenity for any house. It's somebody eventually will value that product.
Yeah, and it just has so much use. So tell me, I know your products are made in the U.S. and you're out of Stevensville, Texas. What do you see in the future for how your product will evolve or change, you know, and especially as it's related to our aging demographic?
Right. So the aging demographic love our product because it's super simple. It has a keypad. And when we started out as an IoT device, you know, company. And that may come later. But the connectivity, I believe, comes through the video doorbell application. You think about it, you can see it and you can talk to people. That needs to be remote somewhere of this product. So as far as evolving the tech on this, I think it's going to be more for like, how do you open these units? And what's super cool is we have an egress switch wired to everything that we put out there until, you know, all those applications further develop. We can further improve on the user experience of that. When that day comes, if there's adaptive equipment, you know, whether it's a 2D scanner or something else that we could use to integrate into this product, this being made of aluminum, it's just an integrator's dream. We've got the capacity to add and is flexible to add new equipment. So if you have any questions about, hey, will it integrate with this, or it virtually integrates with anything. So looking ahead, you know, towards, you know, future opportunities, we know that technology is going to evolve, and we certainly created products that it's not like, well, you don't want to be in that position with your clients where like, hey, I want the next gen of parcel box, right? Like you get the next gen of iPhone or whatever it is. This product is an expandable platform. All of our products are. So that way they just have long life and people can continue to, you know, improve their experience.
Yeah. Well, I love your product. I love that your wife, which is also an occupational therapist, I don't know if we already mentioned that, but I love that she helped you design this product. And yeah. Of course, she's, you know, thinking about ergonomics and thinking about how people complete activities. And I know that you said your wife has been working with the geriatric population most.
Oh, yeah.
So she definitely had the older adult in mind.
Absolutely. I mean, Lisa, she's just gravitated to geriatric care when she was younger. She's just such a great caregiver. I'm so proud of her. But all of, I mean, you know, what's really fun though is like when everything kind of comes together, it's just so amazing that Lisa has that experience in home evaluation, being an occupational therapist, and further helping us, you know, inspire the designs that we offer to ensure that they're universal for anyone to use. I mean, why not make it simple, right? So just love the utility that our products offer and people do as well. But it's just a great time, and it's a great opportunity to have an OT, you know, to work alongside an OT like I have for a lifetime. Lisa, I mean, before this aging in place was actually identified, Lisa was already gearing me to think that way. So it's something that I've grown up with, and we're super excited that it just lends itself so well.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, tell us, how can people go to your website, view your product, see videos?
Absolutely. You know, the easiest way, I mean, gosh, boxgobbler.com. If you go to boxgobbler.com, you're going to find the full length video for how the Box Gobbler works. You'll also see there's a conveyor behind that, which is an adaptive piece of equipment that can actually be elevated for a table. So that way you can keep packages at knee high level, more or less, and improve the ergonomics of those products. But if, go to boxgobbler.com, you'll be sure to find me, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Just find Jeff Kutas. It's Jeff, K-U-T-A-S. Love to keep them apprised of what we're doing there, or go to our YouTube channel and you'll see some of the cool stuff that we're doing. We work hard to get it out there.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, so fun. Janet, thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.